on the menu is now having a really rare opportunity of being able to experience what this genius chef that we adore is doing now, and being able to look back 10 years or so to see how it all started out. And now we're experiencing the resolution. We're at the Osteria Francescana in Modena, and we're talking to Chef Massimo Battura, who is just one of the nicest guys in the world, and also a genius chef, as I said. Hello, Massimo.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, now, I mean, that's the nicety out of the way. We're now going to talk about what your cooking is all about. You've made a big splash internationally because of your experimental cooking. And when we first came here, you were very involved with experimental techniques. From what we ate for dinner tonight, which was extraordinary, I would cross half a continent again just to have a repeat of the meal. You have two qualities that almost nobody has doing the kind of work you do, and that is at the forefront of all of your work. You first off is taste, and second texture, or it might be equal.
Yes, this is one of. First of all, I just want to thank you to come back here after 10 years. And you know that I was kind of frustrated 10 years ago about my cuisine and how the journalists and crew and gourmet, they really weren't so interested in what I was doing. And now, just 10 years after, you see how everything changed. My cuisine was a set, and now is talking that and is saying that it's part of the major part of the new Italian cuisine or new tradition, however you want to call it. I started since a long time ago experimenting and working on traditional element and traditional products, just because you know, I always believed in really short range of kilometers to and have a really close relationship with the people they were making my ingredients and working with my ingredients on as Parmigiano Reggiano, as all the animals and the vegetables. So I took as the idea of take and work with the shapes and no shapes and deconstruct and change the texture and understand what the Parmigiano would be working with Parmigiano crust or suckling pig. They were fed till they became like 38, 39 pounds instead of 24, 20, but just fed with milk. So just really an important step into the products. That's the major part. As I usually say, what has to be, and relating what you asked before, your sensation of your feeling of texture, is just because I have always an image in my mind. This image is the pyramid of Kandinsky. So in the spirit of the art, in the book, Kandinsky was say that this is like the society. I say this is like my mind and my creativity. The point, the maximum, the higher point of this pyramid is my thought, is my level of thinking. And under that, there are ingredients and technique. but a technique for the ingredients, not the technique just to be like a magician, and just to use the right technique for the right ingredients. Under that, all my experience, my feelings, my what I grow up with. So this this incredible feeling that I want to transmit as the work with the embryonal eggs that I mentioned you before when we were at the table. So this is the major part. Being really focused on this and being really focused on what I'm like the products and the ingredients at the end, you're gonna have and you're gonna find and you're gonna know when stop and when you have to stop to use the technique and be in the soul of the ingredients.
I want to make sure that we're spelling, that everybody understands that Massimo's name is Bottura. My sloppy pronunciation said Bottura, and it's Bottura. Massimo, I think it might be, if somebody is not eaten here, difficult to imagine how not only imaginative and beautifully presented, but flavorful your food is. Is there some way you could take one dish and explain what you do? Especially you do deconstruction, I know. We had so many dishes tonight. I'm sure you could find one that really represents the kind of food you produce.
I would love to present the five different aged Parmigiano in five different texture and temperature. But for an American idea and to honor you and my wife, because she's American too, I would love to explain how I took the Caesar salad and I put it in a different level. Dunque, I always hated the Caesar salad as this bland salad that was like mixed with all this heavy preparation. So I just took the aromatic part. So anchovies, yolk, parmigiano, and mustard. So I took these elements and I rebuilt a salad with this element. So I start researching all the mustard leaves, starting from the French one, the Chinese one, the white one, the Italian one, and all these fresh herbs that are delivered like every 2 days in my restaurant. I mix these leaves of mustard with other aromatic salads, aromatic leaves that they gives to give a balance of this salad. So after that, I make the Parmigiano. I create some gallette of Parmigiano, so they're really crunchy. And this Parmigiano Reggiano crumbs, I put in the middle of the salad to give the texture and the sound in the palate. Instead of using oil, I use the anchovies water that comes from Sicily. So just because I didn't want to use oil, because I believe in chewy the fresh salad, chewy the fresh aromatic herbs, gives you an incredible feeling in the palate. And I finish everything with shaving on the top of this salad embryon eggs that I kept under salt and sugar and let them sit in the air as a bottarga to concentrate all the flavor of the yolk that is inside the embryons. And then in front of the customer, I shave it as Parmigiano. So like this, I finish everything with a touch of Villa Manodori balsamic vinegar and the pancetta, crunchy pancetta, to just to say this is Emilia Romagna, to remind that we are in Modena. So this is like the idea of taking a plate and take it and bring it to another level.
I'd like for you to do one more. I actually have two more I want you to do. The next one is the bollito that's not boiled.
Yeah, bollito misto non bollito. So it's like really traditional in north of Italy. This is very complicated because everything starts from the shape of this. I'm starting from the shape. I was sitting in Central Park, in the park just in front of 59th Street. And I was looking all these buildings, like a skyscraper landscape, with all the trees on the bottom. So it's like a landscape with the trees on the bottom. So you have this idea of a landscape of the trees. So what I did is... So remind this landscape, okay, that most of the people they knows. Remind this. My question was, why do I have to boil such a great ingredients that I have, just let him boil and lose all the vitamins and the flavor into boiling water? Starting from this question, because I had all these producers and farmers, they were sending me chianina belly for like to try. If you like saying, okay, I have a chianina, incredible chianina raised like this. So just I'm sending you the belly. Try to do whatever you want, which is beef. Or like a fasona, also beef, no? But it's from Piemonte. And it's raised over 2,000 meters, free range, like eating wild herbs and stuff like that. So imagine the meat, how it is like. So I will start thinking about this with all these pieces, like cheek, tongue, tails, belly. And I start thinking that using the technique and pass through the really avant-garde technique could help me to give the right feeling and the right feeling and texture to this incredible quality meat. So what I did is like... divide all the different meats in vacuum-packed sous vide and cook at low temperature for different timing. At the end, it's like a cubist, dish. Like solca is a cubism. Instead of relating to the figure, is relating to the timing. So. I create this dish thinking about the timing and the texture, and at the end the shape I had to give to this dish is becoming thinking about the shape I cut all the different pieces in cubes or figure like rectangles, and that one close to the other, they gave you the idea of skyscraper. On the bottom, because bollito misto, not boil, is served with salsa verde. It's like chopped parsley and sauce of yellow and red pepper. So I create two lines of red pepper and yellow pepper in front of the meat and an air of parsley to be really... clear with the flavors. Like this, I add this feeling on the in my mind, the image of the skyscraper in New York, sitting in the park, just in the back of 59th Street.
Oh, Peter wants to say something here.
I don't feel like I'm sitting in the back of 59th Street, but I have to tell you that Massimo talked about the texture of the dish. But the other wonderful thing about it is that it has mouthfeel, which is one thing the bolito misto generally does not have. And then to go one step further, this is a restaurant with a great wine program. But guess what we drank with this dish? We drank Belgian-style beer made in Italy. So the wonderful thing about being here at Osteria Francescana is that they don't stop thinking. They start every day thinking, and who knows what they'll think of next, but we're just going to take a short break.